This episode of the Sportsman's Nation is brought to you by Outdoor Edge and their complete lineup of replaceable blade knives, fixed blade knives, and game processing kits. Now, we've all been there before, trying to field dress your wild game with a dull knife. This is where Outdoor Edge really steps in. With the Razor Safe system, you can have a brand new razor sharp blade with just the push of a button. No more dull blades and no more problems processing your wild game. To check out all of the products from Outdoor Edge, visit OutdoorEdge.com. And at checkout, enter the discount code NATION30. That's NATION30 for 30% off of your purchase.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Ohio Huntsman Podcast. And today we're talking about ammo, right? Everybody is aware at this point of what's going on with ammo. So we talk about some of the stuff we've been seeing, some of the prices, you know, kind of the current state as we've seen it here in Ohio, and kind of give our thoughts and some predictions on where we potentially see this going, how it has changed people's buying habits, and you know, maybe how long this could last. So before we get into that, though, I want to talk about our sponsor, Mastin's Deer Scents. So Mastin's is a deer scent company, as the name implies, but they also have predator scents. So they basically have you covered with anything you would need for from a scent standpoint. Lots of interesting and different kinds of products. They've, of course, got your liquid scents, but they've got scented gel crystals. They've got their double scent stacker. They've got enhancer scents. So check them out. I encourage you to check them out. One, because of the wide variety of different scents they offer. And they've also got good prices. So go to mastinsdeerscents.com, see what they have to offer. You can order directly from them and they ship it right to your house. So with that, let's get into our conversation. Welcome to the Ohio Huntsman Podcast, where three brothers, Jason, Jacob, and Jeff, discuss all things hunting in Ohio. Our goal is to be your source for accurate and reliable hunting news and conservation issues in the great state of Ohio, as well as some fun and interesting conversations along the way. This is the Ohio Huntsman Podcast.
Are you listening?
All right, so as we all continue to struggle with finding ammo, we thought it would be interesting to kind of talk through what we've been seeing, our thoughts on the ammo shortage, and some of the wild stuff we've been seeing that people are willing to do for ammo, I guess. So that's what we were thinking we would talk about this week. So it's with all of this, right? The pandemic, the inflation on thing, well, like the shortage on ammo, the inflated prices on lumber, you know, like the timelines keep getting longer, right? Now, I'm saying this, we're recording the day that, you know, the CDC has just changed their mask recommendations, you know, basically removing mask restrictions for people who are fully vaccinated, or recommending that. But, you know, all along it was like, oh, 3 months and you know, we'll get COVID under control. Oh, 6 months. Oh, a year, you know, and things just keep getting pushed out. And, you know, we're seeing similar things with ammo. You know, I think, and Jeff, I don't know what your thoughts were on this, but early on it was like, oh, you know, a couple weeks, people will, you know, they'll get supplies built back up and people will have their fill. And then a couple weeks went by and there's still no ammo on the shelves. And you know, now I don't know how long it's been since it's been pretty hard to find ammo, but it's been a while.
Well, what was kind of interesting was when the pandemic first started, you know, people were going out buying things, you know, toilet paper, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, no one was buying the ammo. And, you know, I was a little surprised. And I remember, like, because kind of when we were doing our, you know, oh, we don't know what's going to go on. Like, you know, we need to kind of, you know, stock up food at this grocery visit, you know, like get a little bit extra. There was a guy who had a box of 100, you know, shotgun shells at Walmart in his cart. And I, you know, joking with him, you know, said like, oh, stocking up for the pandemic, huh? Or something like that. Getting what's really important for the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just a joke. You know, it's like, ha ha, you know, and then kind of when I got to the car, it's like, you know, I'm kind of surprised that people aren't buying all that up.
Yeah.
You know, and then we kind of got to this, you know, unrest in the country.
Yeah.
And it seemed overnight, everyone was just buying whatever there was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Yeah. Now, I will say it does seem like things are starting to get a little better. I mean, you're certainly not going to walk into the store any given day of the week and find, you know, 9mm sitting on the shelf. But I have seen some online retailers where, you know, it might not be the cheapo Target 9mm that you're used to shooting, but you can find some 9mm, you know, on some online stores. And depending on where you go and what you look for, you know, I have seen some ammo on some shelves. Now, usually it's like, so this past weekend I went into Dunham's and I think much like everybody else is doing, oh, I'm going to cruise by the ammo. You know, I'm at TSC, Dunham's is right next door. I'm going to pop into Dunham's and see what they got. And there were a few boxes of ammo on the shelf, but nothing in like common cartridges. You know, it was like really kind of oddball stuff. I couldn't even, you know, it's some of the real, I think I saw like a 454 Casull, you know, just like some of that not real common popular cartridges. All the popular stuff gone. Now, they did have guns in the case. I don't know what you've been seeing, Jeff, but guns seem to be like people have kind of gotten their fill of guns. The prices have gone up on guns. Guns you can find.
Yeah, I would say guns you can find. Prices are still a little inflated.
Yeah.
And if you're someone who does have one of those oddball guns, and you find ammo for it, I would definitely buy that because, it'll be a long time before the ammo manufacturers, you know, start making that oddball stuff again.
Yeah.
You know, cause like 450 Casull is probably something that they were running once every 3 or 4 years. They were, you know, switching the machine over to make that.
Right.
And they would make their fill of it, you know, whatever their quota was, and switch the machine over again to something else. You know, it was, guns you can find, prices are still inflated. And finding your more practical guns seems to be hard. You know, just finding your, you know, Mossberg 500, you know, field shotgun, like that might be hard to find.
Yeah, now, I could see that. Like your cheap utilitarian
shotgun. Yeah, Yeah. You want an AR style shotgun? Yeah. Shelves are full. You can get as many of those as you want.
Yeah, I was in Walmart, I guess that might have been yesterday, and, you know, same thing. I didn't go to Walmart for ammo, but hey, let's go walk through there and see what they got. And zero ammo on the shelf. None. Nothing. Not, you know, nothing. Gun cases empty except for one rifle. They had a bolt action 270. That was it.
Yeah. At Walmart, because I've started to see the ammo trickle back at Walmart's. But most of the time, it's oddball stuff. I mean, I've seen the same boxes of 3.5-inch BB shells, you know, sit on the shelf at the local Walmart for, I don't know, the past months. And then you can, they get in Winchester white box 8-shot, you know, in 12-gauge. And then I've seen a trickle of 30-06. 30-06 seems to be making its way back to the shelves and at reasonable prices.
Okay.
You know, I've seen boxes of 30-06 sitting on shelves for reasonable prices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the $25 for a box of 20 range, which is fairly reasonable.
Right.
You know, I'm not real sure what 30-06 prices were before all this. I didn't buy enough of it to know.
Yeah.
And then occasionally I've seen 350 Legend Full Metal Jacket sitting on the shelf for like $23 a box. So, I mean, that's an inflated price, but that's not too bad.
Yeah, I haven't seen any 350 Legend personally firsthand, but you know, I'm on probably at least one 350 Legend Facebook group, and I see guys posting and like, oh, found this at Dunham's today, or found this, you know, and like, so there's guys on there finding, finding ammo in retail, retail spots. So
yeah, I mean, there's a trickle back of the rifle cartridges, the common rifle cartridges.
Mm-hmm.
It seems handgun ammo is, if you can find it, it's very expensive. Most small gun shops I follow on Facebook or whatever, they have it, but it's, you know, some generic overseas brand, and they're charging $55 a box.
A box of how many?
Box of 50.
Oh, okay.
You know, like 9mm.
Yeah, yeah.
45. You know, 40 Smith and Wesson, they're charging, you know, $50-$55 for a box of a brand that you've never heard of.
Yeah.
So,
which that's getting to the price where it makes you think about the trigger squeeze, you know. I mean,
absolutely.
Buck, you know, throwing a buck out every time.
I have a neighbor that has been shooting quite a bit through the pandemic.
Yeah.
And it just, I've thought about going over and be like, where are you getting your ammo? Like, can you explain this to me? Because either you're loaded or you have some sort of hookup.
So I've my neighbor for a while there earlier was still doing a fair bit of shooting, and I don't know what they're shooting, this is just you know, the ever infamous neighbors speculating what other neighbors are doing. So I think what was going on was because it wasn't a ton of shooting. It was not like he was going out shooting 100 rounds. You know, it was like 6, 8, 10, 12 shots, something like that. So I suspect when the kids were home from school, you know, he's got a boy that's 15, 16 over there. They were home from school. I think he was probably getting up and going into work or something. And I'm wondering if his son was over there, he would, you know, reload a few, whatever revolver caliber they're shooting, 357 or something, go out on lunch. You know, he's got a lunch break and shoot whatever cylinder, two cylinders worth of, let's just call it 357. You know, reload some more that night, shoot them. You know, I found it hard to believe that, like, with the state of the price of things and not being able to find things, that, like, he was like, yeah, go ahead, go shoot it up, you know. And my hunch is that his son was over there shooting it, possibly without dad knowing. You know, he was just kind of going through the ammo because he likes to shoot, you know. And then there was a long while where no more shooting and things got quiet, you know. And then here recently, it's not every day. I mean, for a while there, it was like every day, right around the same time, you'd start hearing pow, pow, you know. Here recently, every now and then, you know, I'll hear some shooting. But there was a long lull there in the shooting over there. So I don't know if he got found out or if maybe, like I said, neighbors speculating on neighbors, but maybe, yeah, shoot it. And then they were like, oh shoot, we can't get any more. And so there was a lull because they couldn't get any more or what, I don't know. But here recently they've started shooting a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My neighbor, I don't know. They shoot, and it actually, they never really shot much until the pandemic, and now they shoot a lot.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Like every other weekend, probably.
Huh.
And I mean, it varies in amount, you know. Sometimes they're, you know, shooting all day, and sometimes they, you know, shoot a couple of times. You know, and he doesn't hunt or anything, so it's, you know, those times that he's shooting a couple of times, it's not that he's out there hunting something or
right
whatever. He's just out shooting.
Yeah. But yeah, you were saying, you know, you were thinking about going and asking him. For a while there, I, you know, it was the same thing. It was like, man, do you know something I don't? Or you have a connection somewhere that I don't know about? Like, where right. are you finding ammo to just be going out? I mean, like I said, for a while there, it was every day out there shooting, you know, and it was, but I never did.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. The next time I might pop over and just say, like, I got to know, like, where are you getting your ammo from? Like,
yeah.
How are you doing this? Are you just rich or, you know, what's up? Because, I mean, even reload, you can't find reloading supplies.
Right.
You know, all the reloading supplies is basically the leftover of the retail ammo market.
Yeah.
And there is no leftover.
Yeah.
You know, they're using everything they have to make ammo.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
And I think that'll be the last thing to come back is the reloading supplies.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I think the other interesting thing, I don't know how much people bought ammunition online prior to this, but it seems like either stores that sort of had a like an online presence, but maybe not a real good one. Maybe it was just a website where they would post their ad, have now made the leap into like an online store where you can buy and ship things, or, you know, stores that maybe didn't want to deal with the ammo part of their business, online handling, shipping, and all of that, have gotten into that. Like, you know, obviously the big places were always doing it, right? But it seems like some of the smaller places have expanded into that, which maybe has increased, you know, online ammo sales.
Yeah. What I've definitely seen is a lot of, like, the small gun shops, like, they'll take your payment. Like, I have it. I have the ammo. I'm going to take your payment. You're going to pay now. And then you can come and pick it up, you know, you're coming from, you know, an hour, 2 hours away. Like, or, you know, you post online that, oh, hey, I just got this ammo shipment in. And it's like, you can pay me now and I will, you know, hold your ammo here until the end of the day.
Okay.
You know, because...
So, have you seen, I guess this is a question, I've seen some smaller gun stores that are, you know, kind of using Facebook for marketing. They got people that follow them and they post on their page like, hey, we just got XYZ in, you know, and people will ask about prices on Facebook and they won't respond to them. They'll tell them, you got to give us a call. And then people speculate in the comments about why they won't give prices. Is that a Facebook? Is Facebook putting some, you know, do they flag posts like that and take them down if you start talking pricing as if you're selling stuff? You know, out like, right? Because you can't buy and sell that kind of stuff through Facebook Marketplace. Is it a Facebook flag or is it just people not wanting to? Because what people speculate in the comments is that, like, oh, they're price gouging. They don't. That's why they don't want to post their prices, because, you know, they don't want to deal with the comments on price gouging. But I'm wondering if you know or if you've seen that, if it's maybe more of a Facebook restriction thing.
It's probably a little bit of both, I would say, because there's one gun store that I follow on Facebook that. You know, they'll say, hey, just got a shipment in. And then if you comment, like, what, you know, what's the price? You know, they'll reply to your comment with a price.
Okay.
And I've also seen, like, they will post a picture of their shelf with a price on it.
Oh, yeah. Now that you mentioned that, I've seen that. Like, you know, their gun display or something. And you can see the price tags.
Right, yeah. Because I think in those situations, you're not... I know if you take the picture, you're not technically violating the rules. Like, you're just showing... You're taking a picture of your store.
Yeah.
Whatever information people are gathering from that picture is their own business.
Right.
You know, I'm not trying to sell anything on Facebook. I'm...
Yeah.
Showing my store. You know, I'm showing my products, but I'm not, you know, asking anyone to buy them off Facebook.
Sure.
Because I know my sister-in-law was having a garage sale, and I had a shotgun, you know, that I basically wanted to trade up from. You know, it wasn't really fitting my needs, so it's like, okay, I'll sell this one and... You know, try to find something that fits my needs a little better.
Sure.
And my wife was helping with this yard sale, and she posted, you know, and I can't remember what she did exactly, how she posted it, but it was almost immediately flagged and taken down. Like, and they didn't know that it was flagged and taken down. Like, Facebook didn't tell them that it was flagged and taken down for like 4 hours.
Oh, really?
yeah, like they immediately took it down almost, but they didn't tell her. And I think she posted in the comment, like, these are the things we have. And, you know, said blah, 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 guns or shotgun. And she was allowed to have a picture of it, but she wasn't allowed to have, you know, say that there was a shotgun for sale. Because, yeah, Facebook's
violates their policies.
Yeah, yeah, they're pretty strict on that stuff.
Yeah. So I guess the other thing that's probably worth talking about is, well, two other things. I'd like to kind of pick your brain on how you see this playing out in the future, but maybe before we get into that, talk about some of the craziness that we've seen around some of this.
Yeah.
Kind of like the true, you know, price gouging and.
Right. Well, I mean,
just some of the wild stuff. Yeah.
I've seen people. I mean, there's people out there who can't turkey hunt this year or are turkey hunting with a bow and arrow this year because they couldn't find ammo.
Yeah.
Or, you know, people who are splitting up boxes of turkey shells. You know, it's a box of 10. Well, you know, I can't because people are gouging, you know, because private individuals basically have the ammo. They're taking that box of 10, splitting it into a box of 5, you know, in a pack of 5 and selling it for $50.
Yeah.
You know, $10 a round. And I'm not talking tungsten. I'm talking, you know, a regular turkey, you know.
Yeah.
Turkey ammo.
Yeah.
Winchester. I mean, you know, maybe it's Longbeard, which is, you know, middle of the road, probably maybe a middle high end turkey ammo, but it's nowhere near the top end.
Right.
I've seen a lot of crazy things.
So I saw, so you talk about, you know, you mentioned like individuals having the ammo, and again, I haven't seen any of this firsthand because I haven't been into, you know, any like flea market type gun shows. But I, you know, in some of these Facebook groups, I would see pictures people were posting from, you know, gun shows where people would have boxes of ammo that, yeah, I mean, like $80 for a box of 20 350 Legend. You know, laying out on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not people were buying that, you know, I don't know. It was, what I was seeing was people taking pictures of it, you know, kind of making a joke about it, like, oh, found a great deal, you know, and you know, like I said, it's, you know, $80 for a box of 20, 350 Legend or something. And
yeah, I've seen, because I also, there's a local auction house around me that basically, because the market's so hot, has almost become exclusively a gun and ammo auction house. And, you know, they post their stuff online and you can bid online, and yeah, the prices that stuff's going for is just insane. You know, because I was, the only ammo that I'm really worried about, like, not finding, if you will, is 17 HMR. My 17 HMR is my walking around gun. You know, if I'm going to go walk, you know, walk in the woods or whatever, I'm most likely going to take my 17 HMR, shoot a groundhog, you know, fight, you know, whatever. It's a good all-around gun. It's a good gun to take for a walk.
Right.
And so I go through a fair amount of ammo for it. Mm-hmm. You know, and pre-pandemic, it was no big deal. You know, you could find 17 HMR just about anywhere. And I've been struggling, and I just can't bring myself to spend crazy amounts of money.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've seen 17 HMR, which usually I would buy it on sale and I'd get it for $9.99 for, you know, a box of 50. Okay. You know, $9.99, $10.99, right around there. Going, you know, the going price at this auction place is about $30.
Whew.
Yeah. And it's like, I just can't bring myself to do that.
Yeah.
Like, that is just too much.
So what have you been seeing for 22?
So I got two stories on this. I mean, one of the gun stores that I follow on Facebook is buying bricks of 22 from customers. Like, they have just an open, like, you know, open bid, if you will. If you bring us in a brick of 22, we'll pay, I think they're paying $80.
Wow.
And selling for 100 or 105, maybe, which is insane.
So that's what, 500 rounds?
Yeah, 500,
525. Okay.
You know, that's they basically post out there, like, we have it to buy and sell. This is, you know, if you want to sell it to us, this is the price. You want to buy it, this is the price.
Yeah.
And yeah, that on that auction website, I would say it's probably right around the $80 for a brick is what people are paying. You know, depending on what it is, you know, if you, the more premium stuff might go for a little bit more.
Yeah, because that's the stuff that I'm a little worried about. In the same thing, you know, not so much that I use it that much, but, like, you know, if I take Ella out to shoot, that's what she shoots. The nieces and nephews, when I took them to the cabin last year, you know, they shot the 22. They really enjoyed shooting the 22, which, you know, you can go through lots of 22 ammo because it's easy to shoot, fun to shoot. But, you know, it's a little bit like, oh, man, I don't know. Can we do something other than shoot up all the rest of my 22, you know, just because it's like, man, it hurts to pay that, you know?
Right. Yeah. And, you know, the last time there was an ammo squeeze, 22 was the first to go and the last to come back, you know, because there's a lot of people who are willing to pay that price, you know, at least, I mean, maybe not $80, but there's a lot of people who are willing to pay $40.
Yeah.
You know, which is still expensive, you know, $40 for a brick is expensive, which, honestly, that's probably going to become pretty close to the new norm, I would say, you know, $30, $35, $40, which is pricey. I mean,
yeah,
it is.
I want to pause here real quick and talk about our sponsor, Monster Whitetail Grub. Monster Whitetail Grub is a deer feed and mineral company. They've got their signature Monster Whitetail Grub feed, which has mineral mixed right into it. It's more of a coarse feed, kind of a pelletized type feed. You can get all kinds of different additives in it. And they've also got flavored corn. So it basically takes flavored corn, or takes regular corn, which we all know deer like, and kicks it up a notch. And then the other thing you can get is just straight mineral. So springtime, I know a lot of people like to run mineral in the spring. they've got what you need there. So check them out. Go to ohiohuntsman.com/sponsors. There's a link there to get in touch with them. I know they're getting their product into more and more retail locations, so you can check and see if they offer it in a store near you. Otherwise, you can order it direct from them, and they can ship it to you. So with that, let's get back to the conversation. Well, so, and that leads into, like, you know, you say that that'll probably become the new norm. Where do you see, like, have you thought about or made any predictions on where you see this all kind of going over the next 6 months, year, you know, the remainder of Biden's presidency? have you thought through that at all? You have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, barring any crazy things happening, that's what I'm going to say. You know, more violence, you know, in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Barring anything like that, I think we probably have another, I'm going to say, like, 9 months of a hard ammo squeeze.
Okay.
I think this upcoming fall, people will struggle to find their hunting ammunition.
Yeah.
I think coming fall of 2020, right? Or 22. Yeah. 2022. Yeah. That I couldn't get those. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, fall of 2022. I think you'll find your hunting ammunition, you know, the majority of it. Prices will be back down to relatively reasonable. But I think as the next presidential election comes up, there's going to be a squeeze again.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to get nervous about what, you know, what the next, either what Biden's going to do in a second term or what the next presidential candidate is going to do.
Yeah. I agree.
After, I mean, long term, I think that this is going to be good for ammo prices, because I think with all the guns that are being bought, there's going to become more recreational shooters.
Yeah, I would agree on that.
And the ammo manufacturers have basically finally caved and said, like, all right, if you guys want to keep buying the ammo, we're going to actually, you know, buy an extra machine or two.
Yeah, because early on, they were like, you know, this is a bubble. It doesn't make sense for us to spend money on upping capacity.
Right. Because they, you
know, building new plants or anything like that.
Right. I mean, they got in this situation under the Obama presidency. Like, there was an ammo squeeze. They did retool and buy new machines. And then they had, you know, those machines just sat dormant because basically once they started pumping out the additional quantity, people had their fill and, you know, they had stockpiled what they wanted to stockpile. So then it was just the ammo that was being shot.
Yeah.
Again. And, you know, they already had enough machines to make the ammo, you know, keep up with the regular shooter's demand.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, because they are making, you know, they're putting more machines into work, that hopefully the supply will go up. And once demand drops a little bit, you know, prices will get lower. You know, ammo will be at least as affordable or maybe even a little bit more affordable than it was pre-pandemic.
Yeah, I think I think we're in. It's hard to put timelines to anything these days, but you know, I kind of mentioned there toward the beginning, you know, like, well, I'm here, I'm going to cruise by the ammo section. I have a hunch that that's happening a lot and is going to continue to happen. I think people kind of got, you know, we were kind of riding high on always being able to get ammo. And so people didn't, I mean, some people, I'm sure, I know, had big supplies of ammo. But I think the vast majority of people would go out and buy ammo and, you know, they would shoot it that weekend or you know, that month. And then before they were going to go out for their next shooting session, they'd go out and buy some more ammo. And, you know, they had a little bit here, you know, maybe, I mean, like for me, for like hunting type rounds, I never really stockpiled it. You know, if I had two boxes of something, you know, two, three boxes, maybe four boxes, you know, for like deer hunting stuff, you know, it was like, mm-hmm. Oh, I'm good. You know, I'm good. That's that. You know, I get 2 years out of that or whatever, you know. But so I think people kind of got caught with their shorts down, if you will. Right. And, yeah. And so there's a lot of people, me included, that's like, well, once, you know, you can get back to finding ammo, that's never going to happen to me again.
Right.
And I'm going to make sure I go ahead.
Yeah, I think a lot of the people who are going to hit the stockpiling the hardest are the recreational handgun shooters. You know, and especially like the newer ones, because I have heard more than one person say like they basically are recreational handgun shooters, and what they would do is go to the range and buy a box of ammo, shoot it, and come home.
Right.
You know, and they may have had a box of ammo at home.
Right.
And now they still want to recreationally shoot, and a lot of them are, but they're paying $50 a box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of 15.
Right.
And you know, I think those guys will buy a case.
Yeah.
You know, when they can get their hands on a case, they will buy a case.
Yeah. Because I think, you know, there's probably, you know, me and you know, I think I've heard you say, you know, I struggle to pay that much. I'm sure there's some people that are like, this is the new norm. That's the price of doing business. I'm going to pay it. That's, you know, this is my thing I like to do. Like you said, you know, I go on the weekends to the range and I shoot. That's my thing. You know, that's my hobby, blow off steam. That's where my buddies are. You know, that's what we do. And if that's the price of doing business, that's the price of doing business. And that's the new norm. You know, I'm hoping for pre-pandemic ammo prices, you know, hoping that they'll come back down to that.
Right.
But, you know, I think we're in for a long haul of people. I'm going to browse, go down the ammo aisle and see what they've got. And if they have something in a caliber that I have that I'll shoot, I'm going to pick it up, you know. And so yeah. I think, yes, some ammo is starting to come back, but it seems very hit or miss. And it just feels like, you know, there's a lot of that mentality. I have no like real evidence to support this, but it just feels like there's a lot of that mentality of, you know, I don't want to get caught with no ammo again. So I'm going
right.
to, every time I'm at the store picking up groceries, I'm going to swing down the ammo aisle at Walmart, or I'm going to jump next door to the sporting goods store or whatever and see if they have ammo. And if they do, I'm going to buy a box or two.
Right.
Whether I need it or not.
Yeah, I think that individuals will have a lot more ammo on hand after this. And, you know, I think a lot of it, though, a lot of people are going to get comfortable again, though, once it comes back.
Yeah.
You know, they'll stockpile until it's like, okay, yeah, I got enough, you know, and then they're going to shoot away that stockpile.
Yeah.
You know, and eventually a lot of people are going to get caught with their pants down again.
Yeah. And I think that's years down the road. Like, I think.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I agree.
Honestly, it's probably 8 years, you know, well, what I'm going to say is 6 years into a Republican president.
Well, no,
6 years from the day a Republican president or a pro-gun, I'll say pro-gun, because who knows what politics will be, but, you know, 6 years after a pro-gun president, you know, gets elected, elected and then re-elected, is when, you know, people are going to feel comfortable again.
Right.
I think, and that's when they could get caught, you know, get surprised again.
Yeah. Well, and I, you know, it's the free market economy, right? They're supply and demand. Ammo suppliers are trying to keep up with demand. Right now they can't. People are buying everything that they can make. You know, I may regret saying this, but there's a part of me that, like, let's just, I don't know, and I'm even, like, hesitating to even say it, but I'll say it, and then we can go from there. But let's just jack the prices sky high to where if you want ammo, it's on the shelves, but you're going to pay through the nose for it. Let the people that are willing to pay through the nose for it get their fill at that price, and then, like, incrementally start, because now you're going to have ammo sitting on the shelves. Nobody's making money on ammo sitting on the shelves. They're, you know, the retailers aren't selling it, therefore they're not buying more, right? So then the price has to come down, right? We got to start moving ammo. And so, like, then you start reeling the price down. People are going to, you know, oh wow, you know, it was whatever, $200 a box. Now it's $150 a box. That's, you know, that's a deal, right? And then people get their fill at that, and, like,
some of the mega retailers are still selling it for, you know, basically the same price they've always been selling it for. Walmart, for example, Walmart is basically selling their ammo for the same price they've always been selling it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they're marking it up a little bit, but they're, when I've seen ammo at Walmart, it's fairly reasonable priced. Small gun shops are, I think $100 for a brick of 22 is insane. You know what I mean? Like, that's laughable high. I mean, at least it was, you know.
Yeah.
A year and a half ago. It's laughably high.
But guys are paying it right now.
Yeah. People are buying it.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think we're at the peak right now of the ammo shortage and prices people are paying. Like, I think this is the worst of it right now.
Okay.
I mean, it's gotten to the point where people online they have guns that they do not want cash for, you know, that on the gun brokers and stuff like that, or, you know, the underground Facebook pages, that people have guns, that, you know, individuals have guns for sale, but they do not want cash. The only offers they will accept is ammo. You know, because they know that the people who want to buy the guns probably have ammo. And all I, you know, that's, I don't really want to sell this gun, or I want to sell this gun so I can buy ammo. But I, you know, basically, one, if I did sell the gun and got cash, I still can't find the ammo.
Right.
You know, I saw a guy who was willing to trade a Winchester, what is it, SXP pump action shotgun, the hybrid version.
Okay.
He was willing to trade that for two bricks of 22.
Wow.
Which is basically valuing, I mean, those bricks of 22 at $150 a piece, $125 a piece.
Yeah.
Now that's a $300-$350 shotgun new. I think was used, but gently used. Well, that's used.
Probably pre-pandemic prices for that shotgun, right? I mean,
right. Yeah, probably. Yeah. You probably can't find the shotgun on the shelf. So, you know.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised to see those selling for used ones selling for $500 or more today.
Yeah. But I've, you know, seen a lot of people who are, I don't want cash. Cash is no good to me. What do you have to offer me in ammo?
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess, I mean, to that point, we are seeing maybe because I'm thinking like retail, right? Like retail, it seems like there's room for the prices to go higher because people are still buying it at the prices they have it today, right? You walk into the store and there's no ammo on the shelves. People are willing to pay the prices that they're charging today. But I guess we are seeing, like, you can find the ammo, right, on, like, the, well, I'll call the open market, private market, but you're gonna pay, you know, you're gonna pay dearly for it. And so maybe we're already seeing a version of that. It hasn't trickled into retail to where the ammo manufacturers can catch up, but on a private market scale, I guess we're already seeing that.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I think another thing that people don't quite realize is how slowly ammo production actually goes. You know, how little ammo they're actually producing each day. You know, because I mean, they're producing a ton of ammo. It's a lot of ammo. But when you actually factor that out to how many people are looking to buy ammo right now,
right? Yeah,
it's pretty small. Like they kind of make their, you know, they're in no way are they a just-in-time manufacturing. Like they produce a bunch and it gets stockpiled in a warehouse and sold out. You know, like especially the odd. You know, the more odd stuff. I mean, the like 9mm is probably kept pretty fresh. You know, that ammo is being created and shot almost all the time, pretty regularly. But when you get into, you know, not even super odd stuff, but just your more common hunting cartridges, you know, 30-06, 300 Win Mag, you know, that stuff's not actually being produced a whole lot. Like they kind of make it until they have enough, and then they switch the machine over to something else and make it till they fill the warehouse. It's, you know, whatever they don't have in the warehouse is what they set the machine to make. Well, when the warehouse is empty of everything, it's like, well, what do we make?
Yeah.
You know, like, what are people, and I think the answer right now is if we can tool that machine to make handgun ammo, that's what people are buying. We'll tool it to that and, you know, make as much money as we can. Once people stop buying the handgun ammo, then we'll switch the machines back to making whatever else.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'll say it has definitely, it's definitely got me concerned for the stuff that I like to shoot out of my shotgun for deer season. And, you know, prior to all this, I had really been considering buying a new deer hunting gun. But now it's like, well, what, you know, what's the point? I'm not going to be able to find ammo for it. So I'll just wait to buy the gun until ammo is back and more readily available.
Right.
What's the
yeah.
point of having a gun that with no ammo, you know?
Right. Yeah. What's the point of having a gun with no ammo? And heck, by the time this all kind of settles out, there may be, I mean, with the straight walled cartridge market, you know, something better on the market, either gun wise or a new cartridge or
yeah.
you know, whatever.
Because yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of advancements happening.
Yeah.
You know, so there very well could be something, you know, a new kid on the block, or I mean, I've only ever shot, you know, I've never owned one myself, but I think the 444 Marlin is a very good Ohio deer hunting gun. The only thing that it has ever really held me back from purchasing one was it was hard to find ammo.
Yeah.
You know, which now everything's hard to find ammo for. So, you know, who yeah. knows, but yeah. Who knows what's going to be the case, you know, once this is all over, what's going to be on the market, what guns are going to be on the market, what ammo's going to be on the market.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. For it's hard to beat a 45-70 when you're looking to just drop the animal.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to beat that, but also for most of people's, you know, most people who are just regular hunting in Ohio, 45-70 is super overkill. You know, yeah. if you're taking a shot within 50, 60 yards, that's way overkill. And I mean, some people like that overkill, you know.
Yeah.
I like to see it drop right where I shoot it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the market right now is insane. You know, who knows? I wouldn't. The only gun I think I'm maybe in the market to buy right now is a 380 handgun.
Oh, okay.
Just something small to concealed carry for self-defense for both me and my wife.
Yeah.
You know, something that I can concealed carry in my Speedo.
Yeah.
But yeah. everything else, it's like, why buy a new gun if I can't get ammo for it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Which is probably why you've seen gun sales slow, right? It's like,
right.
Having a gun's great, but if I can't shoot it, but, you know, why?
Well, yeah. And I mean, I hear from a lot of gun store people that they have people come in and basically just ask, what gun can I buy that you can also sell me ammo for?
Oh, really? Yeah.
You know, what do you have here that I want to buy the gun and ammo? What yeah. do you have ammo for? And then I'll buy that gun.
Yeah.
You know, and I
that's
I think
a wild
now,
way to buy a gun.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think now the answer is 9mm again. You know, because a lot of the small gun stores have 9mm. They have tons of it. They're just charging a ton for it.
Yeah.
You know, well. I'll sell you this 9mm for $20, you know, more than I would, or $100, I don't know, you know, before this all, and then I'll charge you five times as much for the ammo.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's a crazy time. It really
is. It is. This will be a time, you know, that I certainly won't forget for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it'll change my, it has and will, change my buying habits for for the foreseeable future, I would say, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was doing a decent job at stockpiling my ammo. But I definitely will make sure, you know, the stuff that I shoot a lot, 22, 17 HMR, shotgun shells, you know, small game shells.
Yeah.
But I have those, you know, I have enough for two seasons worth.
Yeah.
Because it's very, I mean, especially shotgun shells, it is really easy to go through a lot of shotgun shells.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're dove hunting.
Dove hunting, yeah.
just shooting. I mean, especially dove hunting.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you're just out shooting, it's easy to go through a lot of shotgun shells.
Sure is, yeah.
So, I'll make sure I have enough for a season or two if I can't find the ammo.
Yeah. So I'd be curious, you know, for listeners, what are you guys seeing? Are you seeing sort of the similar things that we kind of talked through here, or maybe what's the wildest thing you've seen, you know, online, people paying or in person that you've seen prices for things. So I'd be curious to kind of get a feel for, or sort of take the temperature of what our listeners are seeing. So shoot us a message if you got something you want to share. All right, that's it for this week. Hopefully you guys are able to find ammo for the things that you need. Hopefully, maybe a better hope for you is that you had a big stockpile of ammo and don't have to worry about any of this. But if not, eventually things will normalize and you know, we'll come back to some sense of normalcy, whatever that will look like. But given enough time, things will even out. So with that, as always, thank you all for listening. If you enjoyed this, if there was something interesting in there, I'd ask you to give it a thumbs up on whatever podcast app you're listening, a thumbs up, a star, a like. Any of that stuff is important and helps us out. So with that, I'll let you all get back to your week, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.